This is Dr. Dave dictating a progress report on Mary Ann Corsi, M-A-R-Y, Mary A-N-N, last name Corsi, C-O-A-R-S-E-Y. Her date of birth is January 18, 1943, which is making her 79-year-old. New paragraph. Patient comes here for discussing the recent lab. In that, she had a PT and INR done, which showed her PT to be 11.0. INR was 2.3. She had similar blood test done about a few days ago, which again showed elevated prothrombin time. I think it was around 17, and INR was 1.8. So that was the reason for the repeat. New paragraph. I have known this patient for the last 10-15 years. I see her for a history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. She has borderline diabetes, however, well controlled by diet. She is on several medications, mostly supplement. The only prescription medication she is on is a diazide once daily, amlodipine 10 milligram daily, and she is on Candersan, C-A-N-D-E-S-R-T-N, Candersan, 32 milligram, and pravastatin, 20 milligram. New paragraph. Physical exam, she is 79, weighing 118, blood pressure 140 over 63, IgNT grossly unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, JVP flat, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis on prolonged PT and INR, cause unclear. Patient has not taken any different medication in last few months, and no different supplements. However, husband and wife both report easy bruisability, and now she has prolonged PT and INR. The only abnormal thing I could think of during in their history is that they both had COVID vaccination, and I'm not sure whether it has anything to do with it. New paragraph. Diagnosis, prolonged pro time and INR, cause unclear. New paragraph recommendations. We'll go ahead and draw a fasting vitamin K level and PT and INR in 2-3 days for both husband and wife. Meanwhile, I told the patient to try to eat food which is very high in vitamin K, which would include berries, avocado, all leafy vegetables, and they normally do eat these things anyway. So we'll see how it goes. Thank you. This is a progress report on Mary Ann Corsi. By the way, the patient and husband don't drink, and they maintain healthy lifestyle with balanced diet and significant exercise. New paragraph. Thank you. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Hema Korla Kunta. Thank you.